Welcome back. Right now, the weather on Sunday looks really good for the annual Quincy Pride Festival. It's happening Pageant Field from noon to 5 p.m. Chairman of Quincy Pride, Quincy Ward 2 City Councilor Richard Ash, is joining us today to tell us a little bit more about it.
Yes, thank you for having me.
You brought the good weather on a Sunday, Richard.
I know. It seems like it's only weekdays that are nice.
I know.
Although there is rain tomorrow, but that's okay.
Well, what comes after rain, right?
Right. A rainbow.
Exactly.
So it'll be perfect. Perfect, perfect.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, thanks. Good, good.
Congratulations on your award from Sunday's ceremony for the Network's award. It was very well deserved, so it's awesome.
Thank you. We appreciate that here. One of the three recipients of the first inaugural Flag Raisers Awards from the Quincy LGBTQ Plus Commission, right?
Yep.
Which is different than Quincy Pride, is that right? They're two separate organizations?
Yes, commission is a formal subsidiary commission, as is any other city commission under the mayor's administration.
Okay.
So there are commissioners that are a part of that outfit. We seemingly over the years have all overlapped in different capacities, but Quincy Pride is a 501c3 nonprofit founded in 2018. Our mission is to promote diversity, equity, and inclusion in and around Quincy and the South Shore. So we've done that in different capacities over the years. We've successfully held different variations of town halls and tried to get into the school systems. Given the transient nature of our board over the last couple of years, we're focused now really on having a really a great festival in June. So that is coming up this Sunday.
Yes. So did Pride come first and then the commission? Was that the timeline?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I believe so. I believe actually, I don't know what year the commission was established formally, but I believe the nonprofit was first.
Okay, yeah. And I know the commission is one of Councillor Liang's kind of keystone accomplishments in her tenure. And she still serves today.
One of her babies on the council.
Yeah. Correct, yeah.
Deservingly so. I mean, she's done really well with it. Jim Petosa at the United First Parish Church, John McDonald, Chris Walker, and a number of other representative of the city have done really well with it. And we've all overlapped, which has been nice.
Yeah. Yep. So what is Quincy Pride, Richard?
Quincy Pride has become the flagship Pride Festival on the South Shore.
Wow. Okay.
I'm a little disappointed because we used to say it was the first Sunday in June, and this year we're not the first Sunday in June, but that's only because June 1st was a Sunday.
Right.
And, we know the Free Jacks are great friends to the city, so we kind of have to work around their schedule if we want Pageant Field, which we want, of course.
Oh, did they use Pageant Field last Sunday?
They used Pageant for parking for their game. So I don't know if there was there may have been something else, but I know the schedule's a little transient. But the first was last Sunday, so we're missing that mark, but that's okay.
Well, the whole month of June is Pride Month, right?
That's true.
Yeah.
As long as we try to steer clear of Boston Pride, which is next weekend, and then Providence Pride's the weekend after, so it's a month long, and I'd like to think that we kick it off the right way.
Sure, yeah.
Here in the queue.
Okay.
So we're back at Pageant Field, which folks will be very happy with. Last year, we had the festival at the Fox Rock lot, the Ross lot. I'm sorry.
Kilroy Square.
Yes. No, it wasn't Kilroy Square. It was one of the Fox Rock lots, which is, I didn't realize was a tongue twister.
By
the General's Bridge.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
That's
and that was our temporary home, which it worked out well.
Okay.
But folks will be really happy to be back up at Pageant Field.
Yeah.
So that's going to be exciting. We have a packed afternoon, noon to five. Entertainment all afternoon, which I'm sure you and I will cover, but entertainment all afternoon, a number of food trucks, kids entertainment, balloon artists, face painting, and 40 plus local and LGBTQ oriented vendors, whether they'll be promoting community services. Mm. You have outfits like Department of Children and Families, Bay State Services, a number of our sponsors, which I'll cover.
Please,
but then also a few dozen vendors that sell, whether they're local individuals that sell merchandise or LGBTQ collectives that that sell great items.
Sure. Do you know how many years has Pride been going on here in Quincy? Is this the seventh?
2018.
Okay. Did it skip a pandemic year?
2020 was online, okay. Was virtual, yeah. And then we had a last-minute cancellation in 23.
Okay.
So, but other than that, we've held strong. So,
yeah. Yeah. And how has it morphed or changed or grown over the years, how would you say?
I think, you know, I'm speaking for a board of, there's about eight of us. So Joanne Robertson's the vice president. Rafe Johnson's been the treasurer for quite a while. We have Genevieve Santilli, David Taylor. David Taylor's been on the board since 2018, actually, since its inception. We have some new individuals this year from Mountain One Bank, Sarah Duenick and Aaron Galvin. So with the board and with the different individuals come different ideas,
sure.
Right?
I
always say, especially in the capacity as the president or the chairman, I want folks to feel like they're adding to the festival, to the day, and that they have some say in it.
Sure.
I don't like to have people just follow out the collect, like the festival that as it's always been,
yes.
Or say
yeah.
What I would prefer. I want everyone to feel like it's a day that they're proud of.
Okay.
So with each addition or to the board comes different ideas and,
sure.
And different items. So this year I think the youth segment is going to be a little more in addition to what it was last year. So we've got obstacle courses for the kids, two large blow-up obstacle courses. We have a balloon artist. She aims to make sure every kid leaves with a balloon animal. And I think the woman's name is Linda Peck. I'm really interested. She seems very gifted. So she says they last months.
Is that right?
So we'll I'm going to take her word for it for now. But
okay.
And then
maybe we'll see them in the Flag Day parade.
Maybe we will. Yeah. We have face painting. Kristen Paluzzi will be there. Face painting.
Kids love that.
And Bluey.
Oh yes,
a number of other characters coming.
Okay.
Yeah, so we have noticed over the years that really parents love to bring their kids, and the kids like it
True.
A lot. And then in addition to the entertainment portion, and then we also have the last couple of years we've added the scholarship segment. So
okay.
We'll be awarding two really great high school students with scholarships, one from North Quincy High, one from Quincy High,
okay.
And whether they carry out the mission of being a great ally or if they identify as a member of the LGBTQ community and they've worked in the school or outside to promote kind of acceptance, diversity, and equity.
I see. Okay.
So that's going to be great. We aim to do the scholarship portion in the awards. We have a community partner award as well. We aim to do that around quarter of three. If folks are listening and wondering kind of how the program
right.
will lay out. Yeah.
Okay, who's the community partner award winner?
That is going to the United First Parish Church this
good.
Year.
Okay.
Obviously home to the flag raising, but then also home to a number of our town halls over the years and a number of our think tank initiatives. Really just somewhere where we can always call and have time for a meeting, or whether it's a listening ear, resources. They've been such a great asset to us over the years. So it's only fitting, I should say, to be giving that award to the Church of Presidents this year.
Sure. And can you announce the scholarship winners from the school?
We're going to hold on to that.
Right.
But we'll
do
have
they know?
The individuals do know.
Okay.
Yes, but
okay.
We're gonna we'll wait on that.
Okay.
For now.
All right.
We'll leave something for the day. How's that?
Okay.
But they're great.
They're really
great kids, and we'll speak on their accomplishments and their merits, and if they'd like to speak as well.
Right.
I know their families are very happy. So
sure.
I don't.
How much are they for?
$1,000 each.
That's great.
That's
wow.
What we do. We do $1,000 each. Yeah.
Sure.
So the families are happy. I'll leave it to the families, I guess,
yeah.
to see how they want to publicize that,
gotcha.
irrespective of of the names here, yeah.
Sure. So is that kind of the only formal speaking part of the program, would you say? Or is
at right at noon or a few minutes thereafter, we will do opening remarks, thank yous, and we will have Quincy Interfaith Network, Reverend Rebecca Froom, mm-hmm. actually from the United First Parish Church, and a number of other leaders of different churches and faiths in the city and in and around the city will come and they'll do an opening blessing. But other than that, we like to keep it fun.
Yeah.
You know,
it's
a festival. Yeah. We have really gifted performers from Provincetown. They'll be on from 12:30 to 1:30. Booty Vortex, which I know everybody's interested in and is a huge draw. Booty Vortex will be on doing 70s and 80s disco from 2 to 4
okay.
With that speaking portion in the middle of their set to give them a break.
Right.
We have Torrance coming. He's actually a member of our board, Matt Torrance. His stage name is his surname. Put out a great album last year. So we like to plug him as well. He's very talented, working hard. And he put out a pop album last year.
No kidding.
So he'll be doing a set at the end from 4 to probably about 4:45.
All right.
And then we'll wrap up.
Neat.
Yeah.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
It will be a lot of fun.
It's free.
It's free. And the weather looks great.
Yes, it does.
We have four food and refreshment trucks. So Black's Creek Barbecue will be there. Aroma, pizza. And then we have Break Rock Brewing for adult beverages and soft beverages. And then also Smiles by the Mile. Ice cream, novelties.
You have to get ice cream at a festival, right?
Yeah.
So there's like a main stage?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Just like in years past.
There will be a main stage. In years past, it'll be positioned on the cement this year, so it'll look a little different, but it'll pan out very nicely. And it's our first year being able to use, pageant as it's been reconstructed.
If folks haven't seen it, it's a complete 180 from what it used to be.
Absolutely.
It's completely remodeled.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Redone, brand new pavilion,
yep.
New restroom facilities, new walking trail, beautiful view.
Yep.
I think there's volleyball courts up there now. They just finished installing, so yeah.
So we'll be able to utilize that. The pavilion's covered, you know, there's added electricity, the bathrooms are accessible, all of that, which, you know, really makes a difference with community events, where we want to attract kids to seniors.
Right, and is that who you see, Richard? Or do you see, like, a great cross-section of the city?
We see all age groups.
Yeah.
And the entertainment, of course, caters to every age group.
Mm-hmm.
Younger parents with kids in the school system, they seem to really enjoy the event. So, but that's not to say there's people in their 20s and 30s mm-hmm. that will come and have a really fun Sunday, which also, as we see the gentrification of the city
yep.
and more members of the community, or maybe not even folks that live in Quincy,
right.
maybe people are coming from Dorchester or from the south, more of the South Shore and Weymouth, and it's been awesome. Yeah. Seeing the influx and the increase in people over the years has been great.
Any sense for about how many folks usually attend the festival? Even just roughly.
So 2022 was the most well attended. That
really?
Was about 4,000.
Really?
And that was because, Joe, we had just come out of the pandemic,
yes.
so folks hadn't really reinstated their municipal prides or didn't have any to begin with.
Yes.
Now, over the last couple of years, we've seen, Braintree, Weymouth, Hull, which is great. I'm not complaining at all.
Sure.
But sometimes they overlap.
Not competing, right?
Sometimes they overlap on the same days,
yeah.
and that's a good problem to have
right.
in the community. How's
that? Several thousand people, then, at least.
Yes, I would expect. Yeah. I would expect 2 or 3.
Very good.
2 or 3,000. Yep.
I know we wanted to talk about some of your sponsors.
Yes.
For sure.
And there are so many that I have to look at the list. How's that?
Well, please do.
Again, a great problem to have.
Don't want to leave any out. Exactly.
No.
Yeah.
So our premier sponsors, the city is the top sponsor, both monetarily and with services. You know, we're able to use the fields, like things that you know, are invaluable, like Parks Department representatives and police details. All of those could
behind
be could be detrimental for smaller pride organizations if they really had to pay for those. So the city in-kind services, as well as through the Celebrations Fund, which has been very helpful. Other premier sponsors, Quincy Community Action Programs, Mountain One Bank, Arbella Insurance. Arbella and QCAP have been sponsors really since the beginning. Mountain One is a new sponsor this year, which they've proven to be great partners. Our Rainbow Level sponsors, which are the 500 to 2,000 level, Abington Bank, Manit Community Health Center. Manit was the 2022 Community Partner of the Year. Stop and Shop, Beth Israel Leahy Health, Fox Rock, Ellie Mental Health, Aspire Health Alliance, White Pine Markets, and Baker Braverman Barbadoro, which is my office. So, always good to see that our community partners over the years increase.
As you know, there's been a lot of discussion nationally about Pride events struggling to get corporate sponsorships.
Right.
Doesn't sound like that's the case here.
No, I mean, you know, if we can get, if we could have two or three additional every year, that's kind of, that's the goal. And we seem to have done that this year again.
Yeah.
So very thankful.
Yeah, I think Boston Pride just put out a statement similar that they're also seeing strong support despite some of the discussion going on at the federal level.
Which is wonderful.
Right now. Can you attribute that to anything here locally, do you think, Richard?
I don't know. Without getting too heavy, we're at the folks that maybe take issue with some of the federal changes or don't agree with the federal issues. Maybe they feel more inclined, or maybe this is the boots on the ground way to support that you could see in your backyard, right? It's if folks want to support an organization, a lot of times sponsorship's the best way to do it. And if they can see that down the street from their home, then all the better.
Sure. Are there volunteer opportunities with Quincy Pride?
If we did this last week, Joe, I would have said absolutely. No, it's kind of last minute to ask folks to show up and volunteer.
Not necessarily for.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Festival,
I thought you meant for this year's festival.
Yeah.
No, but that will lead me to give a great plug to the ROTC students North Quincy, because they show up. They'll be there Saturday morning helping us, and they've been huge assets over the years. With respect to volunteering with the board, after this year's festival, absolutely.
Okay.
We'll be publicizing volunteer opportunities if there are any openings on the board and ways to get involved.
Okay, great. But again, it's the Sunday, noon to 5, Quincy Pride at Pageant Field. Free admission. The only cost, I'm guessing, is for your refreshments, your food, right?
Yes.
Okay. And enjoy.
Yes, thank you. Hope to see everybody. Please come out if you'd like to.
Yeah. QuincyPride.com.
Yes.
And on
social media.
I was going to say social media all over the place. Great to see you, Richard. Thanks for the update.
Thank you.
Happy Pride.
Happy Pride.